a big weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, shake off my blues when you put on the shoes. We got some money to spend tonight.
All right. Well, are you in the mood for a weekend? It's going to come whether we like it or not. But Jonathan Toman has some great ideas as we continue celebrating Arts Month in October. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew. I don't think I've ever known anybody to not be ready for a weekend.
Unless your shift is the weekend. I used to work starting on Saturdays. I did not look forward to the weekend.
Whether your weekend is on a Saturday and a Sunday or a Tuesday and a Wednesday, I think people look forward to it.
Yeah, that's right.
But yes, we've got the final week of Arts Month rolling just about here. And we've got a good variety of events for folks to check out over this weekend. And I'll start with Stargazers Theater and Event Center. Tonight at 7 p.m., they're hosting Spinfony, the Electric String Quartet. It's an all-female electric string quartet blending classical music with pop and rock. So they mix and mash catchy melodies into unique arrangements such as Bach in Black and Don't Stop Beethoven. So a fun conglomeration of musical genres at Stargazers this evening. All Pikes Peak Makes is tonight as well from 4 to 9 p.m. at Knights of Columbus Hall in downtown Colorado Springs. That's the annual Pikes Peak Library District program, All Pikes Peak Makes. There will be events throughout the month, visits to their makerspaces, take-home projects that you can do, but this is the big kind of in-person event where you can check out local maker-type organizations, check out Knights of Columbus Hall as well, and just learn more about hands-on projects that the whole family can enjoy this evening from 4 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum is hosting their Family Fun Crawl, an interactive fall-themed stroll around the Pioneers Museum. Register for a time slot for an outdoor guided stroll. Well, there will be five different interactive art and history-themed stations, including Paint with the Past, Rhyme with Helen, where you can learn about Helen Hunt Jackson through poetry games, Boogie Down, where you can dance with Ormayo Dance Company, Create with Clay, where you can make your own Van Briggle-inspired masterpiece, and Dig In, where you can enjoy edible dirt cups with Gathered Food Studios. So some fun family activities tomorrow at the Pioneers Museum. Three more that I want to talk about. On the north side of Colorado Springs at Lewis Palmer High School, the Front Range Makers Market is celebrating 25 years up in the Monument area, where there will be over 125 vendors for the two-day indoor market. It'll be Saturday and Sunday at Lewis Palmer High School, 9 to 4 tomorrow and 10 to 3 on Sunday. Countless items, fine art, photography, handcrafted furniture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Three Nights of Horror Film Festival is at Cottonwood Center for the Arts, and that gets underway this evening at 6 p.m. and runs Saturday and Sunday as well. The Independent Film Society is presenting the Three Nights of Horror film. There will be 11 films including classics, 80s slashers, zombies, and also B-movie talkback films where the audience is encouraged to talk or yell during the movie. So all sorts of fun at Cottonwood. And then finally, next Thursday, Brett Eldridge, the country artist, is at the Broadmoor World Arena as part of his Good Day Tour, where he's also bringing Morgan Evans along. So if you're in the mood for country, the World Arena has some good options. So yes, we're wrapping up Arts Month, but with a bang, I would say. There's still lots of opportunities for folks to have one new cultural experience with family or friends this month.
Absolutely. There's so much going on and so many things already planned outside of October. Jonathan, if people want to start filling up their calendars in advance or maybe see some of the things we didn't have time for today, what's the best place to go to find all that information?
Yeah, for Arts Month info, artsoctober.com. Peakradar.com has all the event details beyond Arts Month and for some of the things I mentioned, and also Halloween-related things are starting to pop up on Peak Radar, so if you're looking for those type of events, now's the time to check them out as well.
Okay, sounds good, Jonathan Toman. So many suggestions, and we'll make sure we post this interview up on our podcast page so that people can review it if they are stuck for ideas this weekend as well. Thank you.
Thanks.